Are you ready to hear all the latest and greatest news from Power Diary? Well, tune in to this episode of the Practice Power Up Podcast Monthly Review with Damian Adler and me, Danielle. We'll explore all the latest trends and news at Power Diary. So, without further ado, let's get started. Hello, Damian, and welcome everyone to the Practice Power Up Monthly Review. It's nice to be back. It's our fabulous time to catch up and go over everything here at Power Diary. How have you been, Damian?
Yeah, great. Thanks, Danielle. We've got an exciting bunch of updates today. So we've got a long list of wonderful things to kind of announce that have been out. Been a very busy period for our product and dev teams and whatnot. So great, always great to have lots of things to talk about.
Yes, so we've got a lot to talk about. So we are going to get started right into it right away because we care about people's time.
Okay, let's jump in on that note. First big announcement is we've released a resource management feature, so a resource booking feature, and this is now out to all accounts, and it allows you to manage things like resources, so rooms and equipment and so forth. And so you can actually set up rooms within your practice, which we call them resources because sometimes it's rooms, sometimes it's equipment, sometimes it's all sorts of different things, but you can set those things up and then have them allocated to locations within your practice. So if you have multiple locations, you can manage that and then allow those resources to be booked with appointments so that an appointment can have that resource allocated to it. And it means that that can't be double booked. You can manage if someone else tries to book an appointment at the same time utilizing that resource, the system will show that that resource isn't available. So it will mean that the resources can be managed. You can avoid double booking and make sure that it takes a lot of that kind of, we've had this on the agenda for a while now. We've had feedback for some time that people would like a way to do this. It is out now in all accounts. So some features that it does. So one is the availability. So you go and book an appointment. It's going to show you what resources are available at that particular time, at that particular location. So that's awesome. If you reschedule an appointment, so if you move it to a different time and so forth, it will check. So if you already have a resource attached, it will check to ensure that that resource is available at the new time that you've moved it to. If you cancel an appointment, it will remove that resource from that booking and therefore free it up for someone else to use. So that way that resources aren't tied up where someone, you know, where you might think it's been used, but the appointment's actually been canceled and so forth. So the system will kind of manage all of that for you. So very exciting to have that out there, and people can now use it.
Very exciting. And I know people had been, you know, asking for this one for a while, and our team had been working on it and releasing it in like little steps. So, you know, step one, you could go ahead and start setting up all of those resources, your butterfly room, your moon room, all your rooms, all your yoga mats, whatever you needed to go ahead and set up. And then this was kind of the final, well, the next phase. And I'm sure that you'll see some other things perhaps roll out to continue making it even better. But it is really exciting. The team put so much work into it. And with that, I think that there is something that they did release just right after that is kind of a nice add-on to the resource booking, and that is the availability finder updates with the resources included.
Exactly. And so, yeah, you go for it. Yeah, you described that one. It's so good, isn't it?
Yes, it is really good. So this feature allows you to find the available times based on the specific resource that you require. So the top bar, you'll see a new thing, and it now says availability. The button actually says availability. And you can click on that, and you can go ahead and select the resource you're looking for availability for. You can actually see practitioner, you can see other things too. So you can filter by a few things. So you could filter by practitioner, you could then filter by the available resource, and it will show you those appointments that are available with everything that you need. So again, it's that progression. So the resources are now there. Now you can go ahead and filter them, find the appointment slot that works for you, and then book the appointment. So I think, again, that's just excellent. The whole work that has gone into everything with the resources is, you know, time saving and, you know, needed, and then allows you to kind of get those rooms out and get those resources out to the right place. So really good stuff. And I'm really excited about that.
I think so too. And I think the other point to make there is, so it's that availability finder. It's an expansion on the existing availability finder that we had there. And people may not even know that it exists, because it was not as obvious where now we have that button on there where you can find it. And so if people haven't used that before, it's a way to say, if you're looking for an appointment spot, you can select the practitioner, you can select, say, the amount of time that you're looking for, and the system will search and find that within, you know, to see when is the next availability of that for that clinician at that location, for instance. So this is the next step beyond that. We'll also search for the availability of a particular resource. So if you needed, let's say you were a psychologist and you needed a testing kit, you're doing some sort of cognitive testing, you could say, okay, I need this room, this practitioner, this amount of time, and I need the kit available. And the system will search and find that combination of things and say, this spot here meets that criteria. So it just means that, again, things, particularly in busy practices with lots of people in and out, it means that instead of searching through and trying to find it, you can just go straight to that availability, put in the criteria you're looking for, and the system's going to give you the available spots, makes it very easy to find what you need, and of course reduces admin time.
It's brilliant. I love it. That's great. Excellent. Okay. Let's keep going.
We have some, yes. Next thing we have, the print and export the client's appointment list. So if you go into a client profile and go into the appointments tab, there you can see a table. Now we've updated that now, so that table works like a lot of the reports tables work, where you can filter the results. So you can say, oh, well, show me just the upcoming appointments, or show me the past appointments that have been completed, or all the appointments with a particular practitioner. So you can filter that. But now what you can also do is print and export that list. So we were getting feedback from people that there are various scenarios where they need to get a list of all the past appointments, maybe with a particular practitioner, and they want to export that and be able to utilize that. So now when you export that from that table, it will respect the filters that you have got set in that table. So if you say, hey, just show me past appointments and just show me this practitioner, you'll get that display, click print or export, it will export just those. So again, it's an admin saving feature. So instead of sitting there and having to type it out, or, you know, copy and paste it into something else, people who need that, it's now available, time saver, particularly doing reports and sometimes audits, sometimes insurance claims and things, people need the sort of long history of everything, makes it nice and easy to do. So pick that one off. It is done. It's out. It's live.
Nice and easy. We like nice and easy. That's good. Okay.
We do. All right. Next one, filter lists by referrer type. So this is a new filter, and this allows you to sort of target your communication. So this is sort of ideal if you want to filter by a particular, like a particular type of referrer, and you needed to, maybe you're going to send out, it could be a promotional thing, it could be availability update, it could be something about new services that you're offering, and you want to send out a bulk communication, for instance, to all the referrers of a particular type. You can now filter by that type and get a more targeted list of people that you're communicating with. So now you can find this a few different ways depending on what you're trying to do. So if you're looking at sending out a bulk communication, you go to tools, communication, bulk send, you'll see it there. If you're wanting to filter and look at referrers, you can go to the advanced search. So if you went to people, referrers, advanced search, you'll see it turns up there. And of course, if you were doing bulk updates and you want to update something in the referrers list, you can also go to tools, bulk update, and you'll see the new filter in there as well. So we've put it in all the places that people have been asking for it. And
all the places.
Again, make life easier. It is now you can filter that nice and easily.
Excellent.
We'll tick that one off. Next one, we have boom, we have a list. Similar templates that they use, but they have some variances. So for some, perhaps some practitioners, some professions, there might be multiple professions working with one of the practice. It's a very similar template, but there's little differences. And in the past, they would have to essentially copy and paste or re-enter that text into a new one. So now you can clone templates, which means that if you're setting up a bunch of templates and they're similar but with small variances, you can just clone and away you go. So it makes life easier, reduces admin time. We had we track all the feedback, as I'd imagine people know by now, and we look at interest and what will make an impact. And this is something that people have been asking for. It's now live in the system. It also means it helps maintain things like brand consistency, because if you do a few templates and then you come back and you do them fresh, or do a new one fresh, it's easy for something to creep in, like you use a slightly different font or something a little bit different, and you don't necessarily notice it. So by using the cloning feature, it also just helps maintain that consistency, because you can just clone, edit, and it's faster to do. You get consistency, so it's in there live in business accounts. That is very good.
That is very good. I like that.
We can tick that one off. Okay. Now we've got a list of things that are in the improved category. So not necessarily new, but improved things.
About the first one?
You can go talk about the first one. Go for it.
Okay. I'm really excited about this one. So I had the pleasure of meeting with our data import team. And this was something that we both, me and the team manager, really worked on. And it is that within the Power Diary system, on the data import page, there is now an inquiry form that you can go ahead and click on and get into instant communication by filling out this form, answering some questions, and it gets you started on your data import process the right way. It gets a nice, clean start, makes it smoother, the transition to Power Diary, and I'm really excited to see it implemented. Along with this, we recently revamped our entire data import page. So head on over there. If you have not imported your data, you're new to Power Diary, maybe you're listening to our podcast for the first time and you're interested in Power Diary, we want you to go over to the data import page and find out how easy it is to transition to Power Diary and how supportive our team is. So we've got that within the system that you can go ahead, start your inquiry, get the process rolling with our data import team. And you can also head on over to the webpage, www.powerdiary.com/data-import-process. Check out that whole page. There's great stuff on there. It walks you through the entire process. It is a safe and secure process. Our data import team is phenomenal. How they work with you, how they make sure your data is securely sent into the Power Diary system. I mean, it's amazing. I know you've been working with that team all
forever. It's important, very important part of the onboarding process for new customers to get that data in there. And it's something we've always sort of prioritized. And now it's another iteration to kind of make it a lot easier and to get that sort of set up in the right way. So yeah, new people who are onboarding with Power Diary, it won't impact as much for existing users who likely have either been with us for a long time or the very data in. But if you're a new user, as you say, jump on and it gets things going and streamlined. So good to have that out there.
Yes, it is.
Work smarter, not harder. Power Diary, the complete practice management system for allied health professionals. Our all-in-one system with over 100 powerful features for health practitioners includes appointment scheduling, client messaging, SOAP notes, telehealth portal, payment integrations, and much, much more. Let Power Diary streamline and simplify your day-to-day operations so you can take care of clients. Join a live demo or start a free trial today. Learn more at www.powerdiary.com.
Next thing that we have is around the, this is in the improvement category, is a payment receipts update, just the way in which the sort of receipt is emailed when someone has kind of paid. And so the scenario is around when someone pays using a payment link, and where does that sort of the receipt go? So we'll see that, your iPhone, your Google phone, you may they. Android phone, everything, the user interface needs to be updated constantly to kind of keep it fresh and keep it within whatever the sort of current browser capacities are, whatever the current sort of styling and layout kind of requirements are, there's always a need to kind of constantly refresh. And so we have got a sort of refreshment cycle, if you like, working with our sort of UI and working with our designers to make some things, to neaten them up, to clean them up, to alter the, like, some of the contrasts and color schemes and things, just to sort of give it a bit of a refresh and to make sure that we are sort of adhering to the things that make it easier on your eyeballs, make it easier to kind of see and find the information that you want. So we've already got some of these things already rolled out. So what have we got out live already, Danielle? Okay.
I wrote them down because, you know, going to see, I think, some more things happening too. Mm-hmm. But the main site, this navigation on the site. So you'll see there has been some changes there. So that has happened. And then the calendar view drop downs and buttons. They've had some modifications. And then obviously the new available button, that's a new too. So, yeah, I mean, these things are going to constantly work. And I don't want to, you're going to see some great things happening with the UI to really get it, you know, refreshed. And it's really exciting stuff. And I'd love to speak more, but I don't want to, you know.
We won't push out too much of it, but it's something that you'll notice. And part of it too is as we add features and whatnot, we want to make sure things don't become cluttered, and we need to be always making sure that it kind of remains easy to navigate, easy to find. So anyway, we have some things out. There's more in the pipeline. We just do it sort of gradually rather than one big change, so that it is not a big adjustment to get used to, but you'll see those things being rolled out over the next little while.
We don't want you to come home and like see all your furniture moved around all in big subtly.
Exactly. Gradual improvement around that.
I like it.
The next big piece of news, we'll move on, is our GDPR. So for people that are operating in the UK and Europe, so for a long time, of course, we have to comply with GDPR, and we have done. Mm-hmm. We have a very comprehensive program both for security and for privacy. And we have dedicated people on that. But what we have chosen to do with GDPR is that you're only actually required, you know, to essentially self-certify, to sort of check your own compliance, and to, you know, as a company, you have this responsibility to comply with GDPR laws if you operate in UK or EU or citizens of. What we have opted to do is sort of take it a step further than that. So we do have our own internal privacy and security experts that work, you know, with us. But we've actually also decided we hired an external auditing and assessment sort of agency to go through and to audit our different programs. And so we're working through some of these, but we have completed our GDPR external audit, and we had a consultancy do that for us. It has a very good standing and has very high standards in how they assess. And very pleased to announce that we passed that with flying colors. We got a really good, you know, result. It was very comprehensive, involved auditing all our internal documents, our processes. We all got interviewed, didn't we? Like,
I was going to say, they interviewed me. That was like this, you know, I was so nervous. I was like so nervous, but you know, I know how, you know, how we operate. So on that end, I wasn't nervous, but it's kind of like, you know, going under pressure or something.
Absolutely. No, I mean, I the same thing. I've live and breathe it every day. And, but even so, when you're being audited and you're facing either a panel or the auditor, and you have to answer mm-hmm. all these questions and show it in real time. You can't, you know, necessarily, mm-hmm. you've got to be able to produce the evidence, and that's after they've already gone through all your systems and looked at everything. So, but anyway, it's a very good process. It's, you know, it's good, you know, in our view, we think it's so important, privacy and security. And, you know, we do hire, you know, resources directly and have dedicated team on that, but it's still good to get these sort of outside sort of consultants to have a view, because there could be always the potential that there's a collective blind spot in an organization, or you sort of look at something from a particular perspective and overlook something. So part of our kind of program and making sure that we're doing the best job that we possibly can is to get outside expert eyes on that. And so really great to have GDPR out there and have it done. We're going to provide, if we haven't already, but we'll update our website with the verification of that and details about who conducted the audit and so forth. So so that will go there along now, of course, with our ISO security certification, and we have others in the pipeline as well. So it's to provide that additional reassurance that you know, that it's not just our view, that we take these things seriously and we get that external assessment around it. So excited
and
to have that there.
My understanding is, you know, we say UK, but GDPR, you know, in EU, that's like the most, you know, the most difficult, the strongest security standard pretty much in the world. Like GDPR is very, you know, it's no joke. So to get this external audit to have gotten such a high score, it is really a testament to our commitment to privacy and security and how seriously we take it. And I'm really proud of being a part of this organization that does really value security and privacy of everything that we do.
I agree. I think it's that kind of how do we sleep at night kind of one of those measures too, to go, okay, you know, what things can we do to make sure we're doing the right thing and make sure that we're not, you know, not blind to anything or we're not missing things. And this is sort of one of those things that kind of increases that that validation and making sure we're doing things right. And as you say, the GDPR forms a foundation for a lot of, so if we look at the regulations in the States, for instance, and the way that that works, a lot of that, the principles, everything are that overlap, and the GDPR is actually a lot stricter in many, in most circumstances, in fact, than what we have in the US, what we have in our Canadian compliance program and in Australian compliance. Those things, often GDPR is the strictest standard. And that's actually really helpful, because when we set our settings to that, it means that as we go, in a, like say with HIPAA and so forth, it may, we already comply usually without having to make too many specific changes, you know, for each of the regions. So we do, of course, make sure we do comply, and we check that against, and we have programs to make sure that we are complying with the other things. But very often, by having the strongest setting, the hardest setting there, then the rest of it is actually a lot easier to do.
So,
very good. Okay, let's move on. Time-wise, I'm aware. Okay, now you're going to talk about awards. We've got a bunch of awards and recognitions. Over to you. Hit us with it.
You know, we love a good award around here. So if everybody knows G2, so G2. It is a highly respected platform for real-time and unbiased user reviews. And we are obviously on there, and we received 8 awards in the G2 Fall 2023 Awards. So they're going on. I know in Australia, you guys are coming into spring, but it goes on the
U.S. cycle. It does.
The U.S. That's cycle, or we'll go the Northern Hemisphere cycle, because it's fall in Europe too. So we won Momentum Leader, Fastest Implementation Small Business, Best Estimated ROI, Best Estimated ROI Small Business, Leader in Small Business, High Performer, and Users Love Us. So thank you. And I just, you know, I never done this before, because we've talked about the awards, but I've never given anybody some quotes. So I just wanted to kind of highlight some quotes that we received, because I mean, these are things that users are saying about us. And I just think it's great. So I especially wanted a platform that was mobile friendly, including the calendar. I also particularly liked the integrated telehealth function, and that's really cool, because we just launched our telehealth plus and we've got that integrated as well. However, my favorite part, and I know my team's gonna at the customer service, my favorite part has been the responsiveness of customer service. So yay to our customer service team, customer success. They are amazing. And then another one was the most helpful practice management system for psychologists I've come across. So I just love that. And I love that, you know, we got all these reviews and people wanted to give it to us. That's really highlights how, you know, the practical benefits that these users are getting and the satisfaction that they're getting from Power Diary. So just really good stuff. And I'm excited about that, but it doesn't stop there. There are other review sites that we got awards on too. So this is excellent. So Captera, which is a leading digital marketplace for business software, And they gave us the 2023 shortlist for mental health software. So we made the shortlist. So that's excellent. And then Software Advice is a front runner in leadership and innovation of software. And they gave us the Front Runners Award for mental health. So that's good. And then GitApp is known for its software discovery and recommendation platform. So that's what it's known for. And we got Category Leader 2023 in mental health. So we got three other awards from three other software sites, review sites. And I'm really excited about that.
Interesting. We've had a good run with mental health. And to remind everyone out there, of course, that the platform is used by all sorts of health professionals across a diverse range in all the countries we operate. So mental health is obviously something that we're getting lots of great feedback and psychology, but you name it, whether it's physiotherapy or physical therapy, or whether it's dietitians, the platform is used for any kind of allied health professions around the world. So, but looks like our mental health people have been giving us rave reviews of late.
Well,
awesome.
The G2 rewards were actually in medical practice management.
They're reorganizing
their categories. Yeah, yeah. So they're all of our rewards are in medical practice management. So that includes, so anybody that's using our software. So that is, like you said, the physio or physical therapist, the osteopaths, podiatrists, chiropractors, counselors, mental health. I mean, so it's all into one with G2. So you get, a range of different specialties that are using our software. So sorry about that. I should have made a mental note to go ahead and say that. But yes, everyone, come on over. Power Diaries for everybody.
Very good.
We did it. I really feel like you did a great job. do all the things, like, follow, subscribe, add it to your playlist, keep listening. We've got more to come. So thank you everyone for listening. And until next month, we'll see you guys later.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Practice Power Up Podcast with Damian Adler. Come back often and make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. Your feedback is important.